The U.S. news agency Bloomberg inadvertently published an article on the beginning of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The headline was removed half an hour after it was posted, and social media users were the first to notice it. Finding the error, the agency removed the headline from the site and apologized for the incident. Bloomberg explained that it prepares headlines for many scenarios and the headline, "Russia invades Ukraine," was inadvertently published. The news agency deeply regrets the error and is investigating the cause. Dmitry Peskov, a spokesman for the Russian president, commented on the situation, noting that it was hardly a provocation. At the same time, he accused Washington and European nations of escalating tensions. These aggressive statements, actions to pull troops to our borders and so on, and actions to transfer weapons to Ukraine daily lead to such tensions, and during tensions any spark is extremely dangerous, Peskov noted. It should be noted that the day before the German tabloid Bild published an article, Putin's plan for a coup d'etat in Ukraine. Citing data from the Foreign Intelligence Service, the media outlet claims that after the invasion of Ukraine, the Russian army intends to destroy Ukrainian troops in the field, and then besiege large cities and intensify its intelligence centers there. They must agree on the capitulation and surrender of cities. After that, the Russian government will allegedly form a puppet parliament and government. Their task is to create conditions for holding a nationwide referendum on joining Russia. The result should be a union state, with local puppet regimes, according to the Soviet system. According to Bild, a full-scale invasion could take place in February, but not later than March, if Russian President Vladimir Putin does not change his mind. Bohdan Marushak,